She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna ride.
Did you look at your call screener? What? First flub of the day, I suppose. I can give you names if you'd like.
Gabe, are you talking on the air? Is Brian?
I am.
Yeah. That's what I thought was happening there.
We went an hour without
okay. Okay. It said Game and Chewy. All right. I guess we got to reset everything that just happened. Everybody's going to be confused. So, again, Joshy DiMaggio stepping up. He's in the big boy chair here in the One Call That's All Gruber Law Offices studios. Brian D. is taking over producing the producing responsibilities
clearly
of today's show. And we're doing a giveaway right now. And we're going to get to the callers in just a moment. 800-990-3776. And again, because Brian doesn't produce every day, I have a list in front of me. I have a call screener, we call it. And so I can see who's on the line, and Brian types in the name so I can see it on the screen. Because I want to go to these people, I don't have the names. For whatever reason, there was something lost in translation.
If you click on each of the callers and hit enter, it will then lock it in and make it visible. You can only see it right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. So I was unable to see the names. So I was trying to get the names from Brian. And I was talking to him off the air, but Brian was talking to me on the air. So you were only hearing
not
one side
you.
Of that conversation.
I was talking to everybody yes. on there. Yeah. Everybody but you.
So, you know, that's... Oh, man.
So what are we trying to win here, Gabe? Go ahead.
All right, so there is a new book that just came out today from our guys over at ESPN. It's called Got Your Legends, from Greeny and Hembo. Mike Greenberg, Paul Hembakidis. You can catch them on Get Up as they do each and every day. This is their third book that they have done. And in this Got Your Legends, the premise of the book is they have Mount Rushmores for all these different North American teams, right? Football, basketball, baseball, hockey. They're doing all these. So in order to win a signed copy of this book, because our friends Greeny and Hembo were so gracious to us, you can win a signed copy of this book. And we have picked the Brewers. So all you have to do, the first person to correctly identify the four Brewers on the Mount Rushmore for this book, win Got Your Legends. 800-990-3776.
Do we want to give a preview of, say, what the Packers are to give people an idea of the names we're looking for? No, because
no,
someone else is going to do it?
Because somebody else is going to have to take the Packers later today on ESPN Milwaukee. Go so there are more there are more opportunities to win if you don't win here,
correct.
If you listen on
great
KBN
point.
And is the Homer Hour?
Absolutely. I actually think Homer gave away his copy of the book last night
on
the Homer
okay.
Hour. So more opportunities to win this signed copy of the book shortly here.
So you'll have those opportunities. So, yeah, I would love to give those examples, but I don't want to give answers away to make it easier for somebody later.
Yeah, I just want to tell the fans they're going to have to think slightly outside of the box.
Yeah.
But it's all people, when you think Brewers, they're the first handful of names you think of.
So let's go to Luis in Milwaukee. Luis, you are up first. Can you name the four members on the Brewers Mount Rushmore in the book Got Your Legends for a signed copy of the book?
Brewers, let's see. Let's give it a shot. I'm going to go Bud Selig.
That is on the list.
Robin Yount.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Bob Uecker.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I don't know if he's going to qualify, but I'm going to say Henry Aaron, even though you said Brewers.
Tough.
I knew it.
Luis, you got right to the finish line. Couldn't quite get over that line.
I tripped up.
You got three of the four for Luis. Can you name the four members of the Brewers Mount Rushmore to win a signed copy of the book, Got Your Legends? Jacob in Maguanago, you are up next. Jacob, can you name the four members on the Brewers Mount Rushmore in the book, Got Your Legends, for a signed copy?
I think we should you just need the fourth one.
Yeah.
We don't need you to repeat the names
okay.
they got right.
All right. Let's go Paul Molitor.
Is correct. Four members of the Brewers were all in the Hall of Fame. Bud Selig, Bob Uecker, Robin Yount, and Paul Molitor. Molly and Robin in the Hall, obviously, as players. Uke is the broadcaster. Bud Selig, recently inducted as a commissioner in baseball.
I have not had the opportunity to read through all of the other teams that have Mount Rushmores. How many broadcasters do you think would even make it? Obviously, Bob Uecker is an absolute shoo-in. Having played and then been the voice of the Brewers for, I don't know, the entirety of most of our lives. I would imagine there's a chance, like, the Cubs could
Yeah,
with, could have something similar.
So the three other broadcasters that I would think of,
Vin Scully.
The problem is they've been around forever.
Yes. Like
the Brewers are still a relatively young team. Uh-huh. They haven't been around for even half of as long as Major League Baseball has been around, right? The Brewers have only been around for 50-plus years. But teams like Vin Scully and the Dodgers,
yeah.
Like the Dodgers have had some pretty important players.
Yes.
And Vin is one of the most revered broadcasters. I don't know if he's on that list for the Dodgers. Obviously, you mentioned Harry Carey, and yeah. Then I would think Jack Buck for yes. The Cardinals. But all of those teams had... You know, had
all,
pretty
like
significant
all time greats.
Yes,
yes,
and have been around for literally forever.
Yeah, that is interesting. I do think,
although, so Vin Scully is on the Dodgers list.
Yeah,
Jackie Robinson, Vin Scully, Sandy Koufax, Clayton Kershaw.
Wow,
the four for the Dodgers.
Interesting. Yeah, it's just so unique that the Brewers have such a. And some people might laugh at the idea that Bob Uecker's on that list. I think there's plenty of deserving Brewers who could have easily made the list. But it's really cool to see somebody who we all appreciated so much get that national recognition. Because as much as he feels like our own and such an exclusive thing to Wisconsin mm-hmm. and to Milwaukee Brewers fans, it is awesome to see Uecker get what is well-deserved amongst the many recognitions he's gotten over the past year or so.
Yeah. So Harry Carey and Ron Santo, both on the list, although Santo was also a player for
yeah.
the Cubs, made the Cubs list. So plenty of other broadcasters making the list in the book, Got Your Numbers, which is available. You can still go out. You can purchase it wherever you get your books, Got Your Legends. But you'll also have an opportunity to win an autographed book from Greeny and Hembo later today here on ESPN Milwaukee.
What do we think about Bud being on the list?
Yeah, he has to be.
I think so, too.
I mean, he literally brought the team back.
Correct.
Right. I mean, he was so passionate about baseball in Milwaukee. He brought them back, and for a few years, from my understanding, because I wasn't around in the 70s when he brought it back, like people were kind of apprehensive to
yeah.
really accept the team because they were still pretty ticked off about the Braves leaving and going
right.
to Atlanta, and obviously then having players like Yount and Molitor and some of those guys that ultimately ended up being on that 82 team, kind of brought everybody back and got people excited about baseball in Milwaukee again. Like, we don't have the Brewers without Bud Selig.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way I feel about Herb
Cole. Yes.
When it comes to the Bucks.
Right.
Like, Herb kept the team here for years. For years. When he could have easily not. He
yeah.
could have easily jettisoned them off, but it was so important. Milwaukee was so important to him, and having a team here was so important to him. It was a condition of the sale when he finally sold the team.
Yeah, it's... There are people...
I will say... For the Bucks, Herb is not on the list for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have made a very easy case for Herb being on that list. I understand why Hembo and why Greeny would not put him on the list because
right.
they obviously aren't as intimately aware of what Herb Cole has meant
Correct.
To the Bucks as we are here in Milwaukee.
I mean, Bud Selig was the commissioner. He has the famous
yes.
moment of calling the tie. Like, he became part of the Brewers and a face of the Brewers because of the positions he held and the importance he had in baseball. Like, we all recognize the importance of him, but on a national scale, it was pretty easy to see Bud's influence.
I mean, and obviously Bud spent some time in New York as the commissioner, but the official office for the commissioner of baseball
yeah.
was here in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Like, they had the Major League Baseball offices in New York, and obviously
yes.
he would use that from time to time. But the official office for the commissioner of Major League Baseball was here in Milwaukee. That's how important the city is to him. And again, we don't have the Brewers here. We don't get to experience 7 out of 8 years of playoffs without Bud Selig bringing the Seattle Pilots to Milwaukee and his dedication to the city.
Is like the importance of a Bud Selig and Herb Cole unique to Wisconsin and Milwaukee? I'm trying to think of ownerships that would be as integral to keep, because it feels like all you ever really hear about are all the evil owners that moved
mm-hmm.
in the darkness of night and removed teams.
Well, you think about when the Colts
yes.
went from Baltimore to Indianapolis, the Browns going from Cleveland to
yes.
Baltimore.
The Expos.
The Expos.
Like, there's all that. And I don't, is there singularly important people like Bud Selig and Herb Cole?
Not that I can think of off the top of
yeah.
my head. Because, again, it has to be uniquely a small market thing.
Right.
Because like, Steve Ballmer isn't moving the Clippers out of Los Angeles, right? Like, the Mets aren't moving out of New York. So I think it has to be a small market thing. And
as much
I think it's a unique thing to us. I mean, maybe, I guess I'm not, have the Timberwolves ever been close to potentially moving? And we're just not aware because we're not up there?
The only one that immediately comes to mind is when, and this is getting personal now, when the Buffalo Bills owner passed away in 2014, there were three people up to buy the team. It was the current president of the United States of America.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was John Bon Jovi, and it was the...
I forgot about Bon Jovi being in on that.
And it was the person who ended up buying the team, Terry Pegula, who kept it in Buffalo, and those other...
Those other two
gentlemen, I don't think we're going to keep the team in Buffalo.
What was the valuation of, and maybe I'm disrespecting Bon Jovi, but he's got own NFL team money?
Bon Jovi was huge in the 80s, Josh.
He's got to hold on to what he's got.
That includes, here we go.
That includes his money.
Do you ever just laugh at that list in your Buffalo Bills? For those who don't know, Brian D, a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. So with your other Bills fans in group chats that you have with your friends, do you just laugh at that list? Because that is a wild finalist list to look back on in the year of our Lord 2025.
I haven't gotten through 3 seconds of a Bon Jovi song on the radio since 2014.
That's fair. That's very fair. We are going to continue to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. Jeff Levering joins us next. Jen Gabichu.
It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here!
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that. Thank you. And I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Always love talking to our guy Jeff Levering every Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And we especially appreciate it today, Jeff, because, well, you're out west and you had to wake up early in order to join us. So thank you so much for still jumping on with us, buddy.
That's my pleasure. Don't mind the bags under my eyes already, okay?
Innings came last night.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
Before we get to the final week of the season, I figured I'd ask you this question. We just gave away a book. It just came out today from Greeny and Hembo of Get Up fame. Know Your Legends is the name of it, and they give the Mount Rushmore for basically every team in major North American sports. So do you think you could name the four names that they put down for the Brewers' Mount Rushmore?
I'm guessing it's Robin Yount.
Yep.
I'm guessing it's Bob Uecker.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's Bud Selig.
That is correct.
Let's see. Number four would be probably Paul Molitor, even though Yelich should be on there at the end of the day.
Yeah, number four was number four. So, Paul Molitor. Okay. I think that being in the Hall of Fame as a Brewer, I think, kind of helps out Molly's case.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's fun. What's not fun is the news we got on Sunday. And even as a Packer fan, I feel I was more gutted for the Brandon Woodruff news that came out on Sunday, even after the Packers' performance on Sunday. I know they haven't ruled it out completely, but when the manager's using words like he's devastated for Woody, it doesn't make me hopeful that he's going to be getting the ball for a game in the divisional series. What can you tell us about the lat strain from Brandon Woodruff?
It seems to be a mild strain, which is first and foremost the most important. However, the language used as in was by Brandon Woodruff talking about his season, Pat Murphy was using the word was quite a bit. It makes you think that he's thrown his last pitch of the year. I will say that, I mean, you knew that there was going to be a limit on how much he was going to pitch over the course of this season, coming off of zero innings a year ago. You weren't sure how many innings you were going to get out of Brandon Woodruff this year. But listen, he pitched his tail off when he was out there. He was great. The velocity was good. The stuff was even better. There's an outside chance that he's available to pitch in the division series. I'm not sure what the percentage is. I'm not going to put a number on it. I just hope I get an opportunity to see Brandon Woodruff pitch in a postseason game at some point, because he's meant so much to this organization with him and Christian Yelich and Freddie Peralta, those core three guys that have been here during this stretch of winning, going to the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. You would hate to see this happen again for Woody, like it did in 23, where he gets to the end of the season and then makes one last regular season start and he's not able to pitch in the postseason. You'd hate to see that this year. I'm hopeful, but I'm also a realist as well. I just hope Brandon Woodruff's going to be all right.
We've seen celebrations for clinching the playoffs, clinching the division, and the last one kind of looming out there is the number one overall seed and home field advantage throughout. How important do you think it is for the Brewers to nab that number one overall seed in the NL?
They have secured the bye already, which was the most important thing. So you get a week off until you start the division series on the 4th. So that's really important. But I do think it's important to get that one seed as well. Firstly, the atmosphere at American Family Field, having your home games there. If you can have home games there for every single series and guarantee that you're going to have the first home games there, that's really important. The other part is that you have something to play for still. Right. You don't want to sit there and not have anything to play for. They've got two things, still two more boxes to check. It's home field advantage and also going for that franchise record in wins, which is 97. They've got to win two more ball games in the next 5 in order to get there. Last night was a gut wrenching loss. Right? You get that. It was a wonderful win. You did everything you needed to do. The strike zone was atrocious. Oof. Nonetheless. You wish you could have come out with that game because it's always important to get that first win of a series. But I think that they're still hungry to get that franchise record in wins at 97.
What is the plan, do you think, for the divisional series pitching-wise with Woody out? I was feeling really good because you only need 3 because of the off days that are built into the divisional series. Obviously, Freddie goes game 1. I think Quinn Priester, as good as he's been, is going game 2. What's the plan for game 3? Because Murph also made it seem like that's not an option for Mizorowski with the way he talked on Sunday as well. What are they going to do in that third game for a starting pitcher?
I think they're going to go Johnny Holstaff for game number 3. It depends on who you're going to run out there to start the game. Can you go with a Robert Gasser? Sure. Can you go with a Chad Patrick? Sure. He's thrown his tail off all year long. You'd feel pretty comfortable with Chad Patrick going. The only question is that game is going to be on the road. Mm-hmm. So who do you want to make that start on the road in a hostile environment, wherever it is, whether it's in Chicago or whether it's in New York, San Diego, if the playoffs began today? Who do you want to go out there and make that start? There are a lot of options. Hopefully Jose Quintana's calf can heal in the next 2 weeks as well. I mean, that would be another great option if he's willing and able to do it with that calf injury. That would be a perfect option. But we'll see where he is health-wise. But they're going to run out, whoever they're going to run out there and parse together 27 outs the best way that they can.
Jeff Levering and All Brewers Talk on ESPN Milwaukee is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. The Brewers are unconditionally relentless. I'm going to take some accountability for the program here and all of our programming. We don't talk enough about Bryce Terang and just how excellent he's been this season.
I was gonna say, what did I do?
Where are we going?
You're culpable. You're culpable.
You suck again.
One, how has Bryce turned into what he has become? And why isn't he getting the recognition probably that he is well-deserving of at this point?
I'll start with number 2. It's because he plays for the Brewers and nobody talks about the Brewers enough. Because it's the best team in Major League Baseball that nobody knows about. And if he played for the Philadelphia Phillies or the Mets or the Dodgers, everybody would be talking about him. So that's 3 dings. Perfect. I think that just for good measure.
Yeah, just in case you need another one.
Bryce is going to get some MVP votes. Is he going to get first place votes? No. Like Shohei Ohtani is going to win the MVP, and I understand why, and he's really good, and that's fine. I understand that. But he might finish in the top 5. And I think that that's the whole collection of work that he has put together. Yes, he's amazing defensively. He's starting to hit home runs, but he's also getting base hits the other way. He had a nice single last night. I mean, he scores on that 2-hopper to short in the 10th inning last night to give the Brewers the lead. He does everything. He does everything well. He has dedicated himself to this craft to get better. He knew he was a good player. Did anybody know there was 18 home runs in that bat? No. Did anybody think that there was this kind of power with that lean body? Probably not. But he has found something and untapped all this. And they were talking about it in spring training. And the way that he was hitting the ball in spring training with authority, you went, wow, okay, look at you, Bryce. Look at you. This looks good. And the real litmus test is home runs the other way. Anybody could pull homers, but you're seeing him go out to center. You're seeing him go out to left. That's where the big boys hit their home runs, and he's hitting big boy home runs this year. But he's also not losing his swing as a result. It's been super impressive and still playing outstanding defense. Every single night he's out there just ruling it at second base.
Yeah, I can't imagine too many Brewers fans at the beginning of the season would have thought you had a lineup where Christian Yelich is batting leadoff and Bryce Terang's batting third like they did last night. But this lineup can be so incredibly deep, Jeff. I love the lineup they ran out the other night. You had Bauer's batting seventh. You had Vaughn batting eighth. And even though there are some injuries with the pitching staff, I still feel great about this team because of the depth of the lineup. It's just, Bryce has been fantastic. Christian's been fantastic. But it's 1 through 8. I mean, you've got some really good guys that you have to get out over the course of a 5 or 7 game series that makes me feel really good about this offense. Just exactly how deep is this team?
Yeah, it's super scrappy, too. I mean, they've been doing it all year long, and they're not relying on homers. I mean, they didn't homer last night. You get just base hits and doubles and team speed, and everybody is contributing in this lineup. And you, like you said, 1 through 8, you're starting to get some contributions from Joey Ortiz. He had a great series in St. Louis. He's got to get more consistent at the bottom of the order. You know, inevitably, he's going to come up with the bases loaded at some point in the playoffs.
What's the record for ABs with the bases loaded? Because I swear he's had to have sprint past it this year.
He's got 30. He's tied for the major league lead. The major league lead with at-bats with the bases loaded. And it feels more than 30, doesn't it? It feels like it should be 130.
Yeah.
But he's always coming to the plate with guys on base. That's a credit to what the guys in the top of the order are doing to give him those opportunities with men on base. And to be honest, his numbers with guys in scoring position are pretty good. He's hitting like 280 with runners in scoring position. So that's a good thing. Yeah, right? Anybody would. Anybody signed up for 250 at this point. But you're right with the ability of this entire lineup to be dynamic. And it's not relying upon the home runs, which makes you think that in the playoffs, this is going to be almost slump-proof. Like, they really were relying on the home run in 2021, and that's when you saw that offense just die. Mm-hmm. Over the last month of the season. That's why I don't think this offense has that in them. They've been shown it for the last 4 months.
I'm going to say this on the front end. I'm asking you a nearly impossible question to answer here, but I want to know.
Thanks. I love that already.
I'm really setting up our guests to succeed. Uh-huh.
I think you'll have a good answer regardless of the impossibility of the singular answer. But what's the biggest reason that the Brewers have become so consistently good and appearing in the playoffs as often as they had? Because this isn't normal. This is the golden era of the Brewers right now. And I think there's a lot of reasons, but I can't really put my finger on the biggest one.
I think that they've just been so consistent. Player development-wise, they haven't missed on a lot of picks. They've been really smart with the guys that they have brought in. I mean, look at who's running the ship, right? Whether it's Matt Arnold at the top or David Stearns before that, Pat Murphy's been right at the middle of all of it. He was the bench coach during the Craig Council era, and they haven't missed a beat. They've been a better team since Pat Murphy took over. I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a really big part of it. And I think that there's an axe to grind with a lot of the players that they bring in. And that's a big, big, big piece that nobody really talks about, is that these guys that the Brewers bring in, they've been forgotten, right? And I think a lot of times playing with a chip on your shoulder, like nobody cares about you and that you've got something to prove, means a lot. And to be honest, that's what the Brewers have done. They've turned these guys from the all DFA squad into all-stars. It's just something that they do. They do it consistently. And if you're a free agent or if you're somebody that gets designated for assignment from somebody, I think you're sitting in the back of your mind and not being upset that you just lost a job. But you're kind of sitting there going, man, I hope the Brewers pick me up because I'm going to have an opportunity. I think I'm going to be pretty good once I'm done.
Jeff, we appreciate the time. Go get some coffee, bud. Can't wait to talk to you next week when all these other teams are going to be battling it out in the wild card round and the Brewers just get to sit back and watch.
It's going to be so fun. The amount of housework I'm going to get done next week is going to be amazing. my garage is going to be impeccable.
Is it winterizing the lawn time yet?
No, that's not until October, buddy. Okay. But I'm still going to be
not a long guy.
Not a long time. Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm going to cut my grass so much. My edges are going to look beautiful. It's going to be amazing.
Jeff can't wait to put in all that work. He hasn't had time. He's a busy guy. Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
I don't have enough time. Maybe I'll go to Home Depot.
You got who knows if we have time? Love Jeff Levering. Always enjoy catching up with Jeff. And again, our conversations with Jeff Levering brought to you by Nero Spine Center of Wisconsin. The Brewers are unconditionally relentless. Playoff baseball, there's nothing like it.
Love it.
Absolutely nothing like it. By the way, single game tickets for that divisional series are available to the general public today. So make sure you're checking out Brewers.com to get your postseason tickets because we got to fill up AmFam Field. We got to make that thing loud for this postseason run.
I do have to say, I had a friend who's a season ticket holder purchase his tickets for the divisional series. Mm-hmm. And I always complain about the Packers and the unaffordability. Four tickets to a playoff game? Affordable. Way affordable. And I'm very impressed and I am happy the Brewers do something like that.
Yeah, it's... I can't wait. I've got a good feeling about this team.
Yeah?
For all the reasons that Jeff just said. Cannot wait, whoever they play in the postseason. Hey, I want to tell you about something that I did, because there's still plenty of great golf to be played left in the state of Wisconsin. And right around this time, a couple of years ago, I joined the Wisconsin Country Club. Now, I did it for the golf, because I love our golf course. I love our practice facilities. I love the events. We just had our Ryder Cup out there. I love the events that go on. But maybe you're looking for something more than just golf. Well, how about this? No assessments that a lot of clubs have, no food and beverage minimums, even though the food is fantastic. Oh, the steak I had with our Ryder Cup event on Friday, impeccable. Also have tennis, pickleball, and a pool. The incredible golf course. What are you waiting for? Join a place that you're going to love. WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer
control.
On 94.5 ESPN. It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, here we go. Time for power rankings. Chewy gone for the second consecutive week. Joshy and I have not looked. Brian D., our cousin Sub of the Day behind the glass, has the list in front of him. Now, typically when you do this, Josh had to do it last week, you have to give your vague thoughts on how you feel about the power rankings.
My vague thoughts on how I feel about the power rankings
are... In the top 10.
I hate to give Chewy a bad rap here, because normally he likes to sully the integrity of the list. I like the list this week.
Okay.
I actually think it's pretty spot on.
All right.
There's a couple of 8 through 10s that I'm not super
thrilled
about. Yeah,
that's always, especially early in the season,
it gets murky. But I actually think this is pretty chalky.
Okay.
So with that, I'll turn it over to you guys.
All right, number 10, Joshy, who do you think?
I've been struggling to find the 10th option here, Gabe. There's so many teams that it could be. Could it be a team like the Rams?
I think
that too low?
I feel like that's kind of low. But I think the Rams, I mean, they got to go. Yeah, I'll go with you on the Rams. I'm going to ride with the Rams here.
This is where you tell us who 10 is.
The number 10 team in the power rankings this week. The Commies.
Okay.
I thought about going Commies there, yeah.
Washington
I just
Commanders.
Didn't know if having their backup quarterback in there was going to be held against them.
He has grayed significantly, Marcus Mariota. He took his helmet off during grade. That game. Grayed.
Like, what did he take? Grade what?
I thought you were talking about, like, PFF.
No. No, like salt and pepper
yeah,
gray.
I got it, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens.
Took the helmet off, and I went, whoa, that guy went from 25 to 40 quick.
So, on 9, I have half a mind to state Rams, but I also have a mind to go Ravens here.
Well, so that means, okay, because here's the thing. Like, the Chiefs were in last week, and then they won, but they didn't look great, so they fall out?
I think you have to, because, I mean, there's...
I think the Ravens are still higher. I think that it's going to be, hey, they've played a tough schedule. They've still been good enough. I'm going to stick with the Rams here at 9.
The number 9 team in the power rankings is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
You're all over it.
I had it down.
Do you think they're actually not good, or do you think they're just missing their best offensive weapons?
I think their offensive weapons are stinky, and Patrick Mahomes is just out there desperately trying to make anything work.
I think they've taken a step back. Do I think by week 15, 16, 17, 18, we're all going to say, oh boy, you should probably worry about this team? I do.
Doesn't it feel like a 10-7 wild card yes. team that goes into Buffalo or Baltimore on divisional weekend and wins?
And yes. Those two teams are just crapping their pants?
Yes, that's exactly what it feels like.
Okay, number 8.
I don't know if the Rams could be in here now. Like, I honestly don't, because
It took the Eagles, who I presume are going to be 1
yes.
or 2.
Yeah.
It took 2 blocked field goals yep. and a miraculous comeback to beat this Rams team.
I understand, but like the Niners are undefeated.
Correct. Mac Jones is leading them to undefeated. I'm going back to the Rams.
Niners.
It is Joshie's Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Did they have the biggest puke all over their shoes moment, even more so than the Packers on Sunday?
They
were up 26-9 in the third quarter.
It almost was, honestly, it almost was the Buccaneers who ended up winning
yeah.
because they were about to kick a field goal thinking they're going up 9, and then Will McDonald,
yeah.
shout out Waukesha North, blocked the kick and then scooped and scored himself.
Aaron Glenn was boogieing on the sidelines, and then the Jets.
And then the Buccaneers did what I thought the Packers were going to do. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter. Get in the field goal range, kick the game-winning field goal.
I still can't believe it happened. Someone that good came out of Waukesha North.
Yeah.
Waukesha North catching strays?
He's yes. a beast. Oh,
yeah.
If you've been around the area long enough, you know that that's not a football powerhouse.
Sure, but man.
Typically, somebody like that would have ended up at West.
Uh-huh. Everybody in Waukesha North is minding
Catholic
their own
Memorial.
Business. Listening to the show.
Catholic Arrowhead. Memorial, yeah. A lot of other football powerhouse options that you would have ultimately
Shout
gone
to. Him,
to.
Though.
I yeah, apologize for sticking with guys. It. I apologize for both of these guys, Waukesha North. That's brutal.
The North Stars.
Number 7.
I went Ravens here.
I'm with Gabe Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 1-2. They're going to be fine. They started slow last year, too.
Derrick Henry with another huge fumble yeah. last night. It's 3 weeks in a row. He's had game-costing fumbles. He's a beast, but he can't hold on to the football. That might be a problem for them.
I think this team is too good. I think Lamar's too good. I think they'll get it figured out. I think they'll right the ship. I think the big thing for them, though, is their defense is not what we think of when you think of Ravens' defenses of past.
They started 0-2 last year.
Yep.
And they eventually, you know, finished the season 12-5. And that division's, especially with Joe Burrow out, like that division's just, the Ravens, I think, should ultimately run away with it. They do have to go to Kansas City next week.
One of those teams going to be 1-3. Mm-hmm.
The only team to give up more points than the Ravens this season is the Miami Dolphins.
Ugh.
Not good company. Need to fix that.
Number 6.
Did you say Niners already?
I did.
This is where I want to put Niners.
This is where I put the Bucks.
It is the Buccaneers.
So the Niners are out, despite being 3-0.
Or are they higher?
There's no way they're in the top 5. I feel pretty good about who the top 5 are.
All right, start with 5 then.
I'm going to say the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I left them out of my rankings here.
Wow.
On accident. 49ers at 3-0 are not...
See ya.
It's the Lions. No. Packers?
Bingo. Green Bay Packers, number 5.
Come on, you cannot put the Lions ahead of the Packers. They dominated them not that long ago. What a crappy list.
Lions didn't lose to the Browns, though.
I don't care. They lost to the Packers. Very convincingly.
They did.
Wasn't even close.
The Packers lost to the Browns very convincingly.
Wait. Is maybe the best team, the Colts, not on this list now?
The Colts aren't in the top five now.
That's crazy. Not in the top 10 team?
No, apparently not.
Ah.
Number four.
Lions.
Yep.
Chargers?
We're fighting Herberts.
It's disrespect.
It's tough. Gotta prove it. Number three.
Lions.
Lions.
Number two.
Bills.
AO. And Eagles. Number one.
The Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
I predict the Eagles by week eight will be a 6-7-8 team.
Ooh.
They haven't looked that good.
Does it say on there what the Lions were last week? They jumped that much.
The Lions last week were
six?
Number eight. They jumped up five spots.
I need to get in touch with the power rankings people.
Man, well, now that you got the blessing last week from Shefty, maybe he can put you in touch.
We need an integrity test there.
Yeah, come on. Lions at three.
Maybe you can ask Shefty tomorrow and see if he can swing his weight around to get some integrity
in
the power rankings.
I feel Chewy's asked him about the power rankings before, only to get laughed at by Shefty.
Shefty's like, you think I'm going into editorial meetings for ESPN.com?
He did sort of dismiss them outright.
Yes, he has also done that.
So I don't know if that's going to be a winning spot for us.
Oh, but if you are looking for a winning spot, Joshy...
This guy's
yes.
a pro.
You what can go setup. Over to my friends at Wanna Parlay. It's my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but the football season is here and it's time to play. I'm jumping back on the Green Bay Packers to cover this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys. I think Matthew Golden's going to get his first touchdown. Little anytime touchdown bet in there. And I think George Pickens, I like his over on receiving yards as well, because, well, they don't got much else left there without CeeDee Lamb. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in 20 bucks, they'll give you 20 more. Download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JJC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just some final thoughts. When we were talking about the offensive line, we talked about it a lot today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy when it comes to the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers. I do think they're eventually going to get it right. And look, when it comes to the mistakes that were made against the Cleveland Browns, the thing that's going to be remembered most, Joshy, at the end of the day, is did they properly learn the mistakes? Learn from the mistakes? Dan Orlovsky yesterday on Get Up saying, hey, it's time for Jordan to grow up. That's just a throw he can't make. And I'm okay with Jordan throwing that interception. As long as he learns from it and grows from it, and we see that growth over the next handful of games.
Yeah, the whole thing with Jordan Love and the disappointing parts of some of the playoffs has been basically the fact that he makes a back-breaking mistake, and he's made a few of them. He doesn't always make them, but they seem to pop up enough where it's something to keep our eye on. I still think he's a young player. I still think he's figuring out the offense and his weapons. And I believe he can eliminate those issues.
Yeah, and I think he is going to eliminate those issues as well. Again, it's about growing and learning from the mistakes that you made against Cleveland. Wilde and Tausch, they're coming your way next, ESPN Milwaukee.